You are listening to the Bugcast episode 285. Who's that?
Hi, I'm not Dave.
Hi, I'm not Caroline, and this is not the Bugcast.
Well, yes, it is, but just not our part. Tonight we don't have 8 cracking pieces of music.
And we don't have an interesting waffle for you. But what we have is an invitation.
Yes, an invitation to join the crowd in the live chat room next Friday at 9:30-ish PM UK time.
So head over to thebugcast.org/live and come and have fun with us next week.
See ya!
You're listening to a feed of the Association of Music Podcasting at musicpodcasting.org.
That was a track called So Practical by Emily, who are from Modena in Italy. Its members are Italian, the name is French, and its influences are British. A real Euro cocktail. This track was taken from their album The Same Old Joke, which was released in 2011. And if you want to find out more information about them, I really wish you luck, because there is very little web presence of this band on Tinterwebs. So there is a link to their Jamendo profile, which does have a little bit more background as to who they are and stuff. So please go and do that. Welcome, one and all. This is the Budcast, episode 285. On tonight's show, we have our usual cracking mix of eight... I'm not going to say Creative Commons, because one of them isn't. Independent tracks from independent artists, and I hope you will enjoy it. We also have a couple of things to talk about, which is a rarity of recent shows, certainly. But as we did do a lot of stuff last weekend, I think we certainly have some stuff to talk about.
Yes.
But I would like to start the show by giving utter gratitude to Lainey and Yannick for the bumper that started our show. It's incredibly wonderful, went down very well in the chat room, but it does kind of raise a very valid point, is that most now of the bumpers that we have that we can still use have been provided by either Yannick or Lainey, or both. I'm putting out an invitation for you guys to readdress that balance. So if you would like to record a new bumper for us for any part of our show, be it the beginning, the end, or the bits in the middle, then please do so. You know our contact details by now. Go to thebugcast.org/contact and it's all in there. Please. I would like to apologise profusely for the incredible cock-up that I performed last week with regard to the rebroadcast of the show on Friday night. The guys over at Worldwide Indie Radio, as they are now known, not Butterflies anymore, they missed out because I forgot to set the relay up. And also, for those people that were expecting the podcast version to be released at 3 a.m. on Saturday morning, no, I'm afraid that was 9 o'clock Sunday night. So I made a complete and utter mess of last week's show. And totally my fault. It was all done in good faith. I said to myself on Thursday night, after we'd done the recording, I'll get everything encoded and get it ready so that on Friday, at some point during the day, I'll sort out the relay and I'll sort out the podcast release. I did neither. How bad's that?
You remembered on at the service station.
On the way down. Which is awful. So anyway, after the next pair of songs, we will have a brief chat about our weekend with the kids at Legoland. But in the meantime, we do have some music, my darling.
Yes. We have got... Let me just try and get his name right. Wish me luck. Just a sec. Roman Ram Lobashkov.
I would say that's about right.
A song called Destiny.
If you dream of something brave, if you give your all just to keep a little bit faith, if you feel this takes around, if you don't be afraid that something can let you down, if you close from it.
This is Chris from Insomnia Radio Canada, and you're listening to the always entertaining Dave and Carolyn on the Bugcast.
That was Goof by, and I think this is pronounced, Binyar Pilot, who's from Norway. Now, on his website, I presume it's he says, I am a sentient program. I became self-aware in 1997. Spent my first few CPU cycles establishing purpose to create. My origin is a mystery to me. I remember confusion and a breakdown of sorts. It is apparent, however, that my birth was merely coincidental. During the struggle to define my artistic expression, a clear sense of direction was found. War against the popolution. And I love that word. I think popolution is a word that anybody who's in the arena of promoting independent music is working against popolution, and I think it is a brilliant word. Anyway, if you want to find out more about Binyar Pilot, the website to go to is binyarpilot.no. binyarpilot.no.
Yes.
And it didn't go down very well in the chat room, I have to say.
Well, speaking of Norway tracks, was it Norway, the people, Norwegian people behind the song that the kids have got obsessed with at the moment?
Oh, what's the fox say? What does the fox say?
Do you know, it's growing on me, and what's worrying is when the kids have watched it for the 10th time today, I can tell you the song, the words, word for word, including the silly...
I know I said it to you before, but every time someone mentions What's the Fox Say, I remember the American comedian, the name of which escapes me, but I know somebody in the chat room will fill in the gap for me, from the Miller advert, the Miller Genuine Draft advert, where he's walking up a hill in the middle of nowhere. And he says, when I told my mum I was going to Octomocti, she said, wear the fox hat.
Uh-huh.
And he's wearing a hat made out of fox fur. So, what's the fox say? Which could quite easily be misconstrued in the same way as wear the fox hat.
But then when you listen to the rest of the song, it's clearly
which is
asking...
utterly... Is asinine the right word?
Asinine,
I don't think it is. It's awful, I think, is the word. And yet, incredibly catchy.
Incredibly catchy. We found a mashup on YouTube of What the Fox Says
against,
and Psy Gangnam
Style.
Yes. And they meld incredibly well together. Which
too well.
Yes.
Yes.
Yes. Anyway, before that, it was Roman Ram Lobashkov with Destiny. See how I said that really quietly and slowly to make sure I got it right? From Ekaterinburg. Russia, or Ekaterinburg, Russia.
Yes.
That is the eponymous track from an album, which has 13 tracks available. He says that his songs are rock and roll songs, Hindi songs, rock songs, country songs, and blues songs. He likes to play music and write new songs, and it would be great if people like it. And he thanks people for listening. And he even gave us Sincerely Yours.
Aww.
He doesn't have a website,
very polite.
But he has got a YouTube channel, which I have linked to on the show notes.
Excellent.
Yes, we're waiting for our very late dinner.
Yes, because Caroline was out doing a basic food hygiene course.
Do you know what? Anybody out there wanting to lose weight who eat too many takeaways,
go on one of these food hygiene courses,
because part of what they do is, in order to show you what could go wrong, they show you loads of photos of places they've shut down due to bad food hygiene. Indian takeaway, Chinese takeaway, pizza place, kebab place, English pub. And you know what? If you could see behind the doors of those kitchens, you wouldn't eat there.
Yeah, it sounds nasty. I would like not to see these particular pictures.
Don't worry, I haven't got them in my book.
No,
with the Japanese puffer fish that is poisonous, by the way.
Lovely.
But before I did my training course this evening, I gave blood for the first time.
Ah.
So I'm shining my little halo, my little halo.
I should add that into the into the running order.
And I've got three comments to make. There were three things that cause pain doing this in reverse order. The worst pain from giving blood was removing the plaster afterwards. Ow. The second most annoying thing was the little pinprick test they do on your finger to check you're not anemic. And the least problematic one was the actual test itself. It's just like when you have a blood test. You just didn't have it for longer. But I'm quite pleased because they say it can take between 5 and 10 minutes depending on how fast your blood is flowing. And
I've done it. Your flood, though?
Yes. And I did it in less than 5 minutes.
Excellent.
But that's because I listened to what they said and I did the whole squeezing my hand, letting it go, squeezing my legs, letting it go, crossing my legs, straightening my legs, crossing my legs. So I think I helped it along by being so fidgety.
Yes. Encouraging circulation. Yes.
I didn't feel lightheaded. I felt slightly nauseous towards the end, but I think that's more the fact that I didn't eat as well as I should have done today.
Yes.
I had my tea and biscuit. I had my cold drink and a biscuit because I was told there's only cold drinks available and then people next to me were ordering hot chocolates. Maybe it's a, you've only done it once, you don't get a hot drink. But yeah, there were, and I've already booked for February next year. I think you can do it every 4 months.
Well, there's a limit to how many times you can do it a year, isn't it?
Yeah, so it's 3 times a year for every 4 months. And obviously every time they'll check with you if there's anything you've had since then, whether you can do it or not. But it's one of those experiences where the worry and concern about it far outweighs the actual experience.
And I have nothing but admiration for you because I couldn't do it. I'd be too scared.
The reason I did it, for a couple of reasons I tried it, is because I've now had 3 pregnancies, all of which I had a pregnancy-related liver problem, which meant lots of blood tests. And with Amy, it was the worst. That was like daily blood tests. And having my blood taken stopped being an issue. As long as I didn't watch, it didn't bother me anymore. So I got past the squeamish bit. I was borderline needing blood with Amy, which I didn't have to have. But it kind of drilled in the point that how easy it is for people to need to have blood.
Yes.
And yeah, I just thought I'd give it a go and I'm glad I did and I'll do it again.
Excellent. Well, good for you. Right. We'll take this opportunity as somebody of note has just come through the chat room doors to say hi to the guys that are listening live in the chat room this week.
Yes. So we'll say bonsoir Yannick because it was his entree that...
Entree.
Yes. So we've got Steve B, Bodie, Chalcom. I'm going to say Thistleweb next in case he tries to trick me. Chris from Canada, expat Paul, Fall. Who the heck's Fall?
Fall was there last week as well.
Okay. Ian2773, John the Nice Guy, Lainey, Linux Jedi, MMNO, Moggers87, Steve A. Oh, hello, Steve. Me and you, obviously. And Faroo Popey and K5 Tux are kind of there, but not.
Excellent. So, welcome everybody. It's a really good, a nice busy chat room. So, thank you very much indeed for at least coming back after my complete cock up last week. And another thank you to the 4 people that listened to us live last week as well, which is rather good. So then, really, I suppose the big news of the week is our trip to Legoland. This weekend gone.
It was Amy's 8th birthday. We had saved for this because we knew it was going to be expensive. So we set off on Friday after school, service station on the way down, got to the hotel, got checked in, got the kids asleep eventually because the whole excitement of being in a hotel and being all staying in the same
room.
That
was difficult getting to sleep that night.
Had a breakfast, found out that Premier Inn's breakfast methodology was different.
Yeah, it has changed because what they used to do was come to your table and say, What do you want to eat? So they'll sausage and I'll take a poached egg and they'll go away and bring you the whole thing out. But now they've changed it. It's now buffet based. So you go up and you get your sausages and your scrambled eggs and stuff like that. But if you want poached egg, which I did, or you want
a vegetarian sausage,
which Caroline wanted, and if you wanted omelette, which the kids wanted, you had to order those.
Yes.
So basically, that morning's breakfast was a bit shambolic.
Plus, the high chair that they expected Alex to sit in was plain wood and not very supportive of a 7-month-old baby who's just learning to sit up. So I had him on my knee the whole time. They kept running out of cups and saucers. So it was a little bit of a mishmash. But then we had a lovely day on Legoland, apart from the fact that we found out you had to pay for parking when we got there. Little hidden extras.
Yes.
The gift shop would make stealth your tanks. Eyes water. We managed to get the kids some presents, but it was a backpack that looked like a Lego brick with lots of little compartments, 2 key rings, 3 Lego people, a ruler, a little stationery set, a diary, and 3 postcards. And that was just short of 50 quid each to get all that.
Yeah.
So it was actually quite... I didn't begrudge getting them, the keepsakes, but I begrudged the amount that we had to pay. And there was lots of other little hidden extras like, oh, they've done their driving school thing. You can get a really crappy bit of paper that says you've done it. Or you can pay £8.50 for a little crappy bit of plastic on a
string. The thing is, though, Legoland have got it absolutely spot on.
Oh.
Because they have you in the palm of their hands. So if you want to buy anything, really, that's the only place you can buy it from. So in terms of food... I mean, the four of us ate for
£33.
And that was including the fact that we got one kid eating free.
Yeah.
So had we not had one child eating free, that would have been just a smidging over £40, which works out £10 a person, which actually is quite expensive for a single course buffet.
Yes.
And it wasn't a big buffet.
We could have found somewhere that did jacket potatoes, but they were about £7.
Yes, but the free child eat free was for the buffet.
Yeah, but
for
4 sets of jacket potatoes would have been slightly cheaper. But
you think if you
a jacket potato
don't believe
would
that's
not
true.
Have lasted you?
No.
But then again, that jacket potato was without the drink.
Mm.
So you would have actually paid more for a healthier option. But the kids enjoyed it. Apart from Amy, was a little bit overwhelmed by some of the things. Anything to do with imagination, she went overboard. We even went on a ride called the submarine, and yeah, don't actually go underwater. You're actually on the level, and you go around in a circle. But the bottom half of the boat at the sides is a bit of glass, so you can see through it, and it's like in a fish tank basically or an aquarium, and you've got a fish, and there were some sharks. But I'm talking about the kind of sharks that might just about nibble your little toe if it's lucky. And she was panicking, but it was a ride that allowed you to take babies on. So Alex is on there with me, and I'm like, Amy, they're not gonna let sharks in here when there's a baby in here. It's completely not safe. But she just couldn't get it. But we left there 10 minutes before the close, roughly.
Yeah, pretty much. We were there for the whole day.
Yeah,
easily.
And it took us a good 10-15 minutes to get out of Legoland because of the traffic. Got back to the hotel. We've got a room. We've got a meal booked for 7, but we put it back for 7:30 because we just got back. We wanted to feed Alex, get changed, and then ordering the food. They were busy. You have to give them that.
That was the thing, and I think we do need to accept that.
We ordered
they were
the food.
Busy.
It took at least 3/4 of an hour to arrive, and then what really bugged me is they brought out all 4 of us were having something that included chips. They brought out Amy's. They brought out mine and Dave's, and then they told Carver, the youngest kid apart from the baby, that, sorry, you'll have to wait for yours because we've run out of chips. Why not give the 2 kids the chips and get one of the parents to wait for their chips? I'd have been happy to wait for my chips.
Absolutely.
And then because it was so slow to get that, we decided not to bother with the pudding.
Alex was getting really tetchy.
Yeah, and the kids were getting bored, and I was getting more and more riled up by the second.
Yes,
so we decided
you were.
Not to have the pudding. Then came the battle to get the bill. Then it was trying to get her to bring the card machine. It was like, and then I said to Dave, just wait there. And I went to the bar and paid
at the bar.
So the tip that the waitress would have got went to the kids instead.
Yes.
But by the time we got back to our room, it was like 9:15 at night, and we were all absolutely shattered. Gave the kids a bath, and they went to sleep pretty quickly.
They were pretty much straight away gone.
Yeah.
Now, the thing about, I think my experience, this is the second time we've been to Legoland. And the first time we went was before we were even married, I'm sure. So I think with the kids being there, it made it a bit more stressful for us, certainly.
Yeah.
With Alex being there, it made it the most stressful because we couldn't go on things together.
Yes.
So that made things a little bit more difficult.
Again, there's a lot of rides that Dave wouldn't have gone on because Dave's a comparative wuss.
Yes, I am. And I'm proud to admit that.
Yes.
But the experience of Legoland is one that I would recommend to everybody.
The only part of the experience that really got me riled on the day, didn't actually directly involve us, there was one ride where you sit next to your kid or whoever, and between you, you've got a rope, and you pull on the rope, and you go up high, and you can let yourself go. Now, when you get on the ride, you're told to put a seatbelt on, and then you put a bar over you. When Dave and Cara went on, 2 mums had stayed on the ride because they'd taken one set of kids on and they were taking the other one. So the mum, polar opposite of where Dave and Cara was, she'd stayed in a seat. Her little boy came, and he must have been about 5 years old. He was very small compared to Cara, and Cara was quite small. He got on the ride. His mum didn't even look at him, didn't fasten his seatbelt. The woman told him to put the bar down and then let the ride go. So there's this little lad going, how far up in the air? 20 feet? No, more than that.
About 50 feet.
50 feet? So a five-year-old kid, 50 feet in the air, with no seatbelt and a bar that doesn't actually lock you in place fully.
Mm.
All he had to do is arch his back and he would have slid out of that. And when there was me and another one trying to get the woman's attention and she didn't give a frig. And all I can say is, I'm glad it wasn't Cara, because if it was Cara, I would have been livid.
Yeah.
But you would have done what I did. You would have helped Cara and got her settled in and made sure she was fastened in.
Mm.
So it's part of the mum's fault as well.
Anyway, so, yeah, highly recommended. I would say that...
Make sure you save up for it.
I would say that it's not something that you could do in less than a day. But I think if you've got kids, the experience, if you try to spread it over 2 days, then I don't think you'd enjoy it as much.
No.
Going for a day, enjoying the day, and then moving away from it, I think is the best way of doing it.
I think if we'd done a 2 day package, Amy would have been too stressed.
I think all of us would have been too stressed, if I'm honest.
Yeah.
Anyway, we should probably have some more music.
Yeah, we should now. These are no stranger to the show. We have played Singleton a few times before, but this is one of their new songs, and it's called Breathe In, Breathe Out.
Thank you. You are listening to, now wait for it, wait for it, it's not in fact Dave and Caroline from the Meteorological Department, neither is it Dave and Caroline from the Archaeological Department. This is in fact Dave and Caroline who run the Bugcast. Now back to you guys.
Well, if you're feeling low and you don't know why, having trouble just getting by, check your pipe, is it cashed? Oh my. Stuff it. Now if that don't work, you're still feeling small. The boys don't whistle and they never call. Don't waste your time, honey, check your bra. Girl, you need to stuff it. Oh, stuff it. You can just stuff it. Stuff it. Baby, it's all about sticking it in. You're looking hungry. Have you been on a diet? I just had a 12-course meal. You should try it. Put it all in that gate mouth, even the pie. And stuff it. Stuff your cat. It's your red wagon if you're into that. I'm just trying to help with what works for me. You can stuff it if it's empty. Now you can stuff your turkey, you can stuff your pet, you can stuff your mattress, you can stuff your wallet. I'm just trying to help with your depression. If that don't work, I got one last suggestion. You can stuff it.
That hilariously entertaining track was Stuff It by the Jitterbug Vipers, who are from Austin in Texas. The Jitterbug Vipers, and I really struggled to say that for some reason, specialise in a beloved cult jazz offshoot called Viper Jazz, a screeching U-turn back to the party where jazz music packed the dance floor and dazzled the audience with brilliant streams of improvisatory musicianship. Yes, I didn't write this. This musical heritage pulls from the cherished musicality of the likes of Ella Fitzgerald, Duke Ellington, Count Basie, Fats Waller, etc. We don't think of ourselves as a jazz band. We think of ourselves as a 1930s rock band. We just wail, says Jitterbug Vipers bassist Francie Mo Jo.
Oh,
I've
that
just
name.
Got that. Yeah. You see how it's spelled?
Yes. Can I just say the one word you used in that?
J-E-A-U-X.
That I really liked.
Musicality.
Musicality.
Yes. That is a good word. Now, the Jitterbug Vipers are actually embarking on a tour, which takes them around various venues in Texas, but also the UK. They're coming over to the UK, and they're going to be touring in, and I'm doing this from memory, so bear with me, London, Leicester, Birmingham, and Manchester, I think. And they're also doing a couple of internet stream gigs between now and December. Their website does have all the tour details in there, so do go and check that out at jitterbugvipers.com.
Did you make up the word musicality?
No, I copied that from their website.
But it's not on your show notes?
Yes, it is.
Where?
Fourth line, third line down. This musical heritage pulls from the cherished musicality of Ella Fitzgerald, Duke Ellington.
Yes, yeah, sorry, it was underneath musicianship and I couldn't... yeah, that.
Yes, that.
Yeah, before that it was Singleton with Breathe In and Breathe Out from Kiev in the Ukraine. We have played them many times before. This comes from their new album Uncovered. It's a powerful guitar-laden textured sound in their characteristically atmospheric new album. It's just what they've done, they've released a fragment of the album on Jamendo, and the full version of the album is then available to buy on iTunes, iTunes, Amazon, CD Baby, etc., etc. It was mixed in London by Barney Bamicott, from who has also worked with Kasabian and Arctic Monkeys.
Oh, small names, yes.
Yep. Mastered in New York by Greg Calbee, who's worked with Bruce Springsteen and Norah Jones. And to get these names on board became possible on the back of the critical acclaim of the debut High Seas, which we've played tracks of in 2010.
Oh, okay.
And a crowdfunding campaign on Indiegogo. And also they got the first prize of their Eurorock Marathon in Berlin in 2012.
Right.
I think they're going to go play. They're getting more and more exposure. And I think they're going places. Mm. So hopefully we won't lose all the access to their
songs. Would be a shame.
But I'm friends with Alina on Facebook and we keep in contact. So
that's good.
I will make sure she knows that we played her this week.
Excellent.
And you can find out more by checking out singleton.com.ua.
Yes, Ukraine, yes. Excellent. Good stuff. Well, because we had a much longer than I anticipated, which is totally my fault, conversation in the previous segment, I've moved the discussion topic we were going to have in this next segment to next week. So if you are a gaming person, then you want to listen to next week's talkie segment because we'll be talking about games and gaming. So in the meantime, we're going to have our next pair of songs.
Yes, so I need to introduce them, don't I?
Yes, you do.
This is Mopey with Don't Tell Me.
I remember when I met you, there was sunny, beautiful day. I was walking down the street with a smile, you couldn't take deep breath. And one thing is on my mind just now, I will love you till you're dead. Don't you wanna hear my favorite song about love, what we made? So don't pull me away from you, the story of my heart. I guess that was bad dream in my head. I draw the curtain on. Don't tell, I'm inflexible. I can't let you go. Won't know what to do. Listen to what I say. If you really wanna go, just leave right now. If you close that door, I won't. Don't tell, I'm inflexible. I can't let you go. Won't know what to do. Listen to what I say. If you really wanna go, just leave right now. If you close that door, I won't mind. Falling down could be the last time I saw you here. Sorry that you laid. It was Sunday, green cloud with darling in the air. You said, honey, it's not my day today. And one thing that bothers me right now, what the hell was that just now? I can spend my whole life trying hard. We should be one, not like that. So don't
from Canada, And when I'm not losing the game, I like to listen to the Bugcast.
Was Back and Bloom with a track called Heed the Flashes. Now, she's from Venice in, or the, sorry, should I say they are from Venice in California, describing their sound as effacious poetic fervour. They flaunt a sleek mix of nostalgic, well-read alternative pop with harmonious, complex sonic layers, grooving rhythms, and a sprinkling of electric violin. Now, this track is currently sitting at number one on the Jamendo chart listing thingy. And if you want to find out more, their website is backandbloom.com, B-A-C-K-N, BLOOM.com.
Mm-hmm.
That track was taken from their full album, which is entitled Music for the Modern Monkey, and was mixed by Mark Needham of The Killers fame.
Ah.
Apparently, so there you go.
I nearly chose that song, and then I left it for Dave because I'd found other ones.
Isn't she nice?
Yes.
Well, you did your tracks first, so
yes.
I knew your penchant to go and steal all the good ones from the Jamendo front page.
And before that, it was Mopey with Don't Tell Me. With, from, Szczecin in Poland. Szczecin?
From Poland.
Yes, from Poland. Their story began in 2007. They are five professional musicians with a huge on-scene experience. They gig at many different places, sometimes pretty strange ones. And it's still hard to say what kind of music they play. They love what they do, and they kind of have their own styles that kind of mix together. I'm trying to really...
I can see you did not edit that down. That is a straight cut and paste from their website.
Yep, and they translate it themselves.
Mm.
They said they're well on the way from making their own professional CD, but they need your help. Ask people they need to look at their seller band page to see how it works. If you think they're worth it then and want to give them support, then do so. And if you want to find out more, check out MySpace, which is myspace.com/mopey81.
Awesome stuff. Right, that was the penultimate track. So I should let you know that if you are resident in Europe or the United Kingdom, this weekend the clocks go back. We exit daylight savings time this Sunday. So if you are in that region, do not forget to put your clocks back, otherwise you'll be turning up an hour early for everything. And next weekend, which is... He says, quickly checking on his calendar because he didn't plan this one in advance, which will be the Sunday the 3rd of November. The USA and Canada put their clocks back as well. So for those of you listening on Worldwide Indie Radio, I think Mark is going to reschedule it to fit in with our time zone, which means, if I can work this out correctly, that you will be listening at 3:30. Yeah, I think it's either 3:30 or 5:30. I can't remember which one it is, Eastern Standard Time or Eastern Daylight Time, whichever one you're in at the moment. Keep an eye on the website at Worldwide. Do you know, I can't remember what the website for the new site thing is. The Worldwide Indie Radio website for the schedule of when our show will be relayed. Next week, the Budcast episode 286 will be broadcast live in the Budcast chat room at thebudcast.org/live on Friday, the 1st of November at 9:30 p.m. UK time, which will be UTC by then, obviously. If you want to get in contact with us, you can drop us an email. feedback@thebudcast.org is our email address. And you can also go to the website at thebudcast.org and you'll find lots of other ways you can get in contact with us. Another reminder, if you want to submit bumpers to us augment, I think, the set that we already have, then please do so. Don't think that other people are going to do it for you. Because Yannick and Lainey have sent us their one, somebody did joke in the chat room, oh, they've done one, so I don't need to. Yes, you do. So get to it.
Yes.
So there we have it. That that kind of almost ends the show. We do have one more track to go, and my lovely wife will tell you all about it.
Yes, so we're finishing off with an artist called Melodic Infusion with a track called Isolation. They're from Saarbrücken in Germany. You know, I didn't learn a lesson this week. Every track I've played has been from a strange place name. Strange to me, I will hasten to add, to any artist thinking that I'm accusing their place names being strange, but it's just strange for me to pronounce. Have played this band before. We played their song Let Go on show 265. And I liked this one anyway. So they are a three-piece band from the southwest of Germany. They like to write and play melodic punk music, and they have been doing so for 10 years. All of their songs are released under a Creative Commons license, which means You're free to download it, annoy your neighbours with it, share it, use it to make your guests leave the party, use it as music on your videos, or whatever you want to do, as long as you mention it's from them. I did like
to make your guests leave the party.
Yes. I think they're trying to be self.
Is that the equivalent of turning the lights on?
Yeah. And they have a SoundCloud page, which is soundcloud.com/melodicinfusion. So this is Melodic Infusion with Isolation.
And we shall catch you. Hang on, I've lost things. There we go. We shall catch you next week.
Bye.
See ya.
Step on the path of constant fear, getting caught in another lie. Discouraged by my appearance, I try clear my mind for a while this time. I'm standing in line, just another escape from myself. Just tearing me down, just once more, and I'm facing isolation. Feeling drowned, shouldn't scrap this world.
podcast. Submits its Creative Commons tracks to cchits.net, the site where you make the charts. If you have enjoyed these tracks, please vote for them using the links in the show notes. Or if you want to get even more involved, visit cchits.net.